Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. Welcome to Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. A quick preview of today's docket. First, things are getting interesting in the Lowcountry down there with Alec Murdoch. Wait till you hear this. Ghislaine Maxwell's sentencing is going on right now. No sentence yet as of the filming, but some big developments. Meet Larry. Larry is a pervert. Don't be a Larry. Who can you trust? Well, not this woman. And then finally, our dumb criminal of the day. Let's talk about it. Extra wallets are the most efficient small wallet in the world. Are you tired of losing your wallet? Well, Extra wallets come with a solar-powered tracker. The tracker has a worldwide lost and found network. The solar battery charges in 3 hours and lasts up to 2 months. Here I have a wallet from the Parliament Classic Collection. It's made of environmentally certified premium leather, has an extra pocket for cash, and holds up to 12 credit cards. The solar-powered tracker fits right here. Extra has tons of styles in their wallets to choose from, ranging from wallets and card holders to bag and laptop cases. Go to shop.extra.com/crimetalk and you will get 20% off site-wide. I'll put the discount link in the video description so you can check out the wallets for yourself. Let's go ahead and open the docket for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. So 40 minutes before Curtis Eddie Smith's bond hearing, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson announced that the state grand jury had indicted Mr. Smith on drug charges. He also announced a shocking new charge against Alec Murdoch, accusing him of being a drug dealer. Now, Murdoch and Smith both face two counts of conspiracy, including a narcotics count related to oxycodone. Smith was also indicted on four counts of money laundering, three counts of forgery, trafficking methamphetamine, 10 to 28 grams, one count of unlawful possession of Schedule II controlled substance, and possession of marijuana. Now, the indictment was unsealed today, and it refers to Smith, Murdoch, and others known and unknown who took part in an 8-year criminal conspiracy. The Hampton County grand jury had previously indicted Smith on November 4th of 2021 for a false claim for payment, filing a false police report and conspiracy, pointing and presenting a firearm at a person, assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, and assisted suicide. Those allegations are related to the bizarre Labor Day suicide for hire plot involving Mr. Murdoch and Mr. Smith. Now, Smith has also previously been indicted by the Colton County Grand Jury on November 18th, 2021 for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute and possession of marijuana. Now, in the indictment venued in Colton County, the state grand jury alleges criminal conspiracies regarding approximately 437 checks totaling approximately $2.4 million that went from Murdoch to Mr. Smith between October 7th of 2013 through February 28th, 2021. The two were also indicted in alleged conspiracy regarding the distribution and purchase of oxycodone. Now, Smith is indicted for the four counts of money laundering over $100,000 regarding the alleged disposition of the checks. And the state grand jury also charged Smith with forgery for allegedly forging endorsements on some of the checks. Smith is also indicted for three other drug offenses, including allegedly trafficking over 10 grams of methamphetamine. Now, the crimes charged in the indictment carry the following classifications and penalties. Conspiracy is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and up to a $5,000 fine. Money laundering over $100,000 more is a felony punishable by up to 20 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. Forgery, $10,000 or more, is a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison or a fine at the discretion of the court. And forgery for value, $10,000 or less, is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The manufacturing, possession with intent to distribute is a felony punishable by up to 2 years in prison. And trafficking in methamphetamine there in South Carolina carries a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison. The possession of a controlled substance, once again, also a felony, up to 6 months in prison or a fine of up to $1,000. Now, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division
also known as SLED, is conducting the statewide grand jury investigation, and the South Carolina Attorney General's Office, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the United States Attorney's Office were all involved in this indictment, and the case will be prosecuted by the South Carolina Attorney General's Office. So now, although we give Mr. Alex Murdaugh the presumption of innocence because he has not pled guilty in a court of law or been found guilty by a jury, it's really starting to look like the whole situation is that he was running a criminal enterprise down there in the Lowcountry, which just breaks my heart because I love the Lowcountry. The people down there are so nice. It's beautiful. But all those rumors, and we did a podcast about Alex Murdaugh's grandfather who was indicted for running a alcohol drug conspiracy while he was in the office of the prosecutor down there. So apparently the old apple doesn't fall from the tree, allegedly, but things are not looking good for Alex Murdaugh. All right. Remember, subscribe if you have not, like the video if you do, and leave me a comment about what we discuss here today on the channel. All right, Ghislaine Maxwell, her sentencing is today, and as of the filming of this video, no sentence has been issued by the court. Now, we'll have the sentencing by the time we go live tonight at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and then we'll talk about it. But what I can tell you is that a couple of significant things have taken place. The government wanted Ghislaine Maxwell basically to be able to be punished up to 55 years under the federal sentencing guidelines. The defense made some objections, and the court found that the applicable guideline range would be 15.6 years up to 19.5 years. So it's already limited where the government thinks the appropriate sentence should be. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a long sentence, and in the federal system, you serve 85% of that sentence. So Ghislaine Maxwell, assuming she makes it out, would be an old woman when she does. Now, we'll let you know, and maybe we'll put it across the bottom of the screen if we know by the time this goes up. But like I said, if not, join us at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. We will talk about it then. All right, meet Larry. Larry is a perv. Don't be a Larry. So Larry was a man on a Southwest flight and was arrested after reportedly airdropping. For those of you who don't know, you can have a photo and you can airdrop it to all the people that have Apple phones around you, and then they can accept it. Well, in this particular case, Larry posted a photo of himself receiving some oral sex to random passengers, and he sent that out via airdrop. Now, this was discovered in a viral TikTok video that showed the man, Larry, and he was called out by passengers and spoken to by a flight attendant. In the video, Larry confessed and apologized to the crew member and said he was just having a little bit of fun. Come on, guys. In a follow-up video, the poster said that Larry continued looking at the image he sent after being told off, and the person on the video said that Larry was escorted off the plane and that she and a few other passengers talked to investigators from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The incident occurred on a flight from Detroit to Denver, and the representatives from Southwest Airlines confirmed in a statement that Larry was arrested upon arrival, and the video does show a middle-aged man with a sparse white hair and a dark framed glasses sitting in an aisle seat with an iPad propped up on his tray as a female flight attendant approached him.
Meet Larry, who just airdropped the whole flight photos of his peepee. Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up. Stay tuned for the police escort.
Next on the docket, who can you trust? This is why you need to check out everyone by going to crimetalksearch.com. Okay, now when you do this and you sign up for a background subscription service, you're going to get information on people that they are not necessarily going to tell you. You'll be able to maybe determine if they're untrustworthy. Well, somebody should have done a search for Mallory Giles. Now, she faced some questions from detectives about a series of purchases she made while using the credit card and identity of a 93-year-old man that she was caring for at his condo. The gentleman had a credit card, and he was allowing the home health aide to use the credit card to make certain purchases that he needed for his needs to make sure that things were met for him. However, at some point, she began taking advantage of that and started making purchases for herself. Now, the daughter of the 93-year-old victim noticed the unauthorized purchases on her father's account and contacted the police. Now, detectives say it appears that Giles purchased more than $50,000 in merchandise with the victim's credit cards. And while police were investigating the theft allegations, that's right, wait, there's more. The 93-year-old victim was rushed to the hospital suffering from a drug overdose. He was revived with Narcan, and doctors would then discover that he had been given powerful narcotics that were part of his daily treatment. The police say that the investigation revealed that Ms. Giles had allegedly been mixing opioids with medications that the victim's doctors had prescribed. The police say her motive for allegedly poisoning the 93-year-old man was diabolical. She was trying to keep him medicated to a point where he wasn't looking at the bank statements and credit card statements and things like that, where she could just handle those kinds of things without him noticing. Now, police arrested Giles and charged on charges that include attempted murder and theft from a protective person, which obviously he was given his age. Ms. Giles is being held in the Erie County Jail there in Pennsylvania on a $560,000 bond. The police also alleged that basically she remodeled her house refurnished her house and bought lots of shoes. And the funny thing is when people steal other people's money, they don't realize how quickly the thefts add up because, well, they're just really not paying attention. They didn't have to worry about it. They didn't earn it. They just spend it. So make sure you check people out. All right. Finally, our dumb criminal for the day. A woman found naked from the waist down told Pennsylvania police that snakes had eaten her pants. That's a new one. Now, I've always heard of the pants weren't mine. They were my buddy's pants because there were drugs in them. But never, I'm missing my pants because snakes had eaten them. Well, the police responded to multiple 911 calls about a half-dressed woman walking in the middle of a road about 25 miles from Philadelphia. Police found Gloria Harple, she's about 35, naked from the waist down, and she was apparently rambling. Harple, who police suspected of using narcotics, initially said that she had put her pants in a storm drain before then contending that snakes had eaten them. Harple was apparently sweating profusely and making nonsensical outbursts. Well, needless to say, she was arrested for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on all of the misdemeanor counts. Just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, people make some really poor decisions when they're under the influence of alcohol and narcotics. Are you starting to notice a bit of a trend here in the dumb criminal? You do. Drugs and narcotics seems to be that reoccurring trend. Just saying. All right. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of The Docket. Please join us tonight at 6 p.m. Mountain Time when we go live. Then we'll do our Patreon show immediately following the live program. We'll look forward to talking to you tonight. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time.